High one. Pickett underneath it. Look at him. That was a ripping mark.
Pickett 45 out. We'll fire into Ward's goal. And he's put it through.
Matty Ryan from a tight shot. Pocket. Sausage.
Long drivey ball. Thomas. Advantage play for the Blues. Fisher's going to run into an open goal.
Siren about to sound with 8 seconds to go.
Bokers. Drives the ball to full forward. Gibbs will mark. Turn around. No, he's dropped it. Picks it up. Does he kick the goal? No. The Blues have won by 8 points.
Big win for the Blues Saturday night. First time they've beaten the Hawks since 2005. 14 wins in a row to the Hawks. And Brendan Bolton, the coach, couldn't have coached any better on the weekend. Huge win for Blues fans. He joins us on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Bolts, congratulations. It was a great night for your club.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, it was pleasing for our young group to finally be rewarded after being in front in so many games in the last quarter and not quite yet mature enough to get over the line.
They're turning points for clubs, aren't they, Brennan, when you knock off a team that's been dominant and has laid waste to you over a period of time. When was it, 2005, I think?
Round 6, 2005.
Yeah, so to get a win against the Hawks, the big go, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's been 12 years, Ed, so it's a long time and probably made it a little bit more special because we had the 87 Premiership team with us during the week. We had lunch with them on Friday and they came to the game to celebrate their time, and it was good to be able to do it in front of them and have them in the rooms after the game.
Hey, Bolt, it's one of the great atmosphere in the rooms that I've been in for a number of years. We get the great privilege to broadcast out of the rooms, and the 87 team, Ed, you know them all, yeah. To see Sticks and John Dorotich and Craig Bradley. They had the whole of the Premiership team. The reserves team won that year. They had every reserves
Jimmy
player.
Jimmy Buckley was the captain, yeah.
They had Robert Walls, the coach.
It's great to see Mark Naylor too. Yeah. He's had brain tumours in recent times.
It's a great fill-up for the club, isn't it, Boss, to have everyone back and around and then to see your young group who have had some great moments this year win on the night. It was a great moment.
Yeah, we've really had a big focus on reconnecting with our past players in the last few years, and I hope they feel really welcome in and around our rooms. And it was good because our youngsters could sit with them over lunch on the Friday and talk about things. And I was fortunate enough to sit with Wolsey, and he talked about his coaching, so that was great for me. So I think the connection's only getting stronger.
Five NAB Rising Stars this year is a great sign for the club. Before this season, Carlton had only had 4 Rising Stars in the last 6 years. So this is what Bolts and Stephen Silvani and the team are trying to do. Sometimes it's painful and slow going, Brent, and a few of us, it's been frustrating watching at times not being able to score. Are you feeling like you're going to be able to release the shackles soon with a young group trying to teach them to defend first, but the aim at some stage, I'm assuming, is to take a few more risks?
Yeah, we came out 2 years ago and reset our footy club with a lot of list changes, and we're really pleased. You know, I think, including Wittering last year, those 6 Rising Stars are a positive. And we thought it's really important we play a hard brand early and learn to defend and win some contested footy. And the next evolution is to become more fluent with our ball movement. It's not that we're not trying or not coaching it or players aren't trying to, but I think with maturity and games into the players, they'll take more risks. And, yep. You know, we saw last week against West Coast, we kicked 6 goals in a quarter. And even on the weekend against the Hawks, although it was a low-scoring match, there was times where we really tried to open up the ball movement, which was great for our players to take more risks. And
yep.
They're becoming more and more confident. I think every game they will.
Hey, Brennan, when you had lunch with Wolsey last week, what did you pick up? What was the thing that you walked away from that lunch and thought, oh, I'll just put that one in my back pocket?
No, he did speak about time and managing your time. You know, as a senior coach, you feel like you've got to be there every minute of the day. And he regrets, in a funny way, that he didn't give enough time to himself. Just, one, to give the players a break, and two, to just refresh his mind. Sometimes more isn't better, and that balancing act's important. So that was one conversation. And he said at times he's a very demanding coach, and you just got to make sure you find the balance between demand and positivity, particularly with a young group. So, you know, it was a really good conversation. I was fortunate to be able to sit with him over lunch.
Thought Jed Lamb did a great role, Bolts, on James Sicily. He really, not only did he kick goals, he took him out of the game, got under his skin a little bit. I mean, your intel on the personality types at Hawthorn would have played a role in that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, but more so just the form that Sicily's been in. He's been a fantastic rebounder for him this year and an intercept player, and his growth's been to be able to move at both ends of the field. So We identified that he was an important player, but Jed played a really disciplined role for us, and we're pleased with how that unfolded.
Congratulations again, Brendan Bolton, the senior coach at Carlton, on a big win for the club. Good luck in the final game this weekend.
Thanks, Darcy. Thanks, Ed.
Go ahead, Brendan.
That's Brendan Bolton joining us. 8:30 News headlines with James Lake. We're going to catch up with Mick. He's in the car and he's on the road. We'll try and track him down on the satellite phone in the next half hour. That's all coming up for the Volkswagen Amarok V6 Turbo Diesel here on Triple M.